A four-year-old says, Mom, what happens when you die? Mom says, you go to heaven. He says, no, I mean, when you die, do I get your stuff?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One summer night during a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small son into bed. She was about to turn the light off when he asked in a trembling voice, Mommy, will you stay with me all night? Smiling, the mother gave him a warm, reassuring hug and said tenderly, I can't, honey. I have to sleep in Daddy's room. A long silence followed. At last, the little guy said in a shaky voice, The big baby. Fear, do you have some? We just spent the weekend with 5 grandbabies, all under the age of 4, thanks to kids who entrust them to us and who have been prolific in the having of children department. You spend a weekend with this many children under 4, and you think to yourself, the Bible says that on the 7th day God rested. I think it was because he had not yet created toddlers. You also think it is a very good thing God didn't allow us to have babies of our own at this stage of life. Not just because we might forget where we placed them, but because by Monday morning, I could not bend over and touch my toes. You see older people wearing flip-flops, and you know they have grandchildren who keep asking to be carried. Be nice to these people. They can't do up their shoes. They are on painkillers. Somehow we managed to return the children to their rightful owners, and by about Thursday, the medication will kick in, and we will have much to smile about. I joke, of course. We have fallen in love with these kids. Clara calls me Bubba. She is 2 and requires keeping track of. Clara likes to move quickly to new areas to find new items and shake the stuffing out of them. Dismantling things is one of her gifts. She may be a mechanic one day if at some point she learns how to find the parts and reassemble them. She does all this with a toothy grin and the cutest face. The girl seems fearless, too. But as we ate breakfast in a restaurant, I noticed Clara leaning to one side, looking past me. I turned to look for myself. A very large and dark closet was staring at us. Now, Clara is hard to understand with a soother in her mouth. She said, "Mmm." I removed the soother. She repeated herself, "Monkey." She kept leaning, wide-eyed, ogling the closet. Her Uncle Steve was at the next table. He began making monkey sounds. Ooh, ooh, ee, ee, ooh, ooh. Clara's eyes grew wider. Monkey, she said. She couldn't eat. She reached up at me, and I picked her up. I walked toward the closet. She wriggled and fought me all the way. I thought of saying, Clara, there are no monkeys. The tiger ate them all. Instead, I said, monkeys are fun. What's his name? I knelt down on the floor beside her and said, his name is Ee. He's a nice guy. She liked that more than I thought she would. She smiled. She laughed. We said goodbye to Ee. And we enjoyed our breakfast. About 11 a.m., I put her down for her nap. I've never been comfortable with the term put her down, but that's what I did, I suppose. She said, Nuffamababa. I have no idea what she was saying. She said it again, twice. I removed her soother, and she repeated herself. Nugamibaba. Nugamibaba? And then I recalled what her mama told me. She likes to snuggle at nap time. Snuggle me, Bubba. And that's what I did with the most precious of God's children, my grandbaby. Fear, do you have some? This is what God says to you today. I am with you. I will not leave this room. Nothing will get to you that didn't get past me first. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. Replace that fear with a confident gratitude that you are His precious child, and snuggle in.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.